Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. We are long overdue for immigration reform that fixes our guest worker visa system and provides stability for those currently working in agriculture. In every region of the country, Farm Bureau hears from farmers who are facing shortages and delays in hiring skilled employees to help keep up with the demand for safe, sustainable American-grown food, fiber, and renewable fuel. Workforce shortages have been one of the greatest limiting factors for growth in U.S. agriculture, and it's time we find a solution that works for all. It's good to see renewed energy and enthusiasm from the administration around addressing this complex issue. Farm Bureau has long called for immigration reform that addresses the needs of our current farm employees while ensuring agriculture can continue to fill its workforce needs. It's been about 35 years since Congress last passed a comprehensive reform bill, and a lot has changed in agriculture over that time. Responsible immigration reform will take all of us working together to get it right. A robust agriculture industry is essential to our economy, national security, and environmental sustainability. We must work together to ensure U.S. agriculture has the resources it needs to continue to provide and fill these essential farm jobs. While advances in robotics have replaced some farm jobs, we need skilled employees to manage that equipment. Other farm jobs, like tending livestock and pruning or picking fresh produce, still require a human touch. Farmers pay competitive wages, in addition to added benefits under the H-2A program, but it's a constant challenge to recruit and retain employees. Farm Bureau has met with farmers who have even added benefits such as on-site cafeterias and health clinics for employees to promote well-being and increase employee retention, and they still face workforce shortages. We also recognize not all growers are able to undertake these initiatives to attract new employees. Other smaller-sized farms have built long-term relationships with their employees as they work side-by-side building the business together, yet staffing remains a challenge. Even with competitive wages and added benefits, there is less interest in farm jobs as folks leave rural areas and are more removed from the farm. Meanwhile, the current farm workforce is aging, and farmers are struggling to keep up with filling positions. Margins are slim even in the best seasons on the farm, and farmers can find it hard to stay competitive with other industries and lower-priced agricultural imports. Demand in the H-2A program has grown significantly in recent years, and there's no sign of that slowing down. The number of certified H-2A positions has increased more than 3 times compared to 10 years ago, according to Department of Labor data. But the program falls short in giving the flexibility employers and employees need. Delays in processing applications have often left farmers without the workers they need in time for harvest, even before the pandemic. Crops shouldn't be left to rot while paperwork sits in an agency box. U.S. agriculture needs a flexible guest worker program that allows contract and at-will employment options that work for both seasonal and year-round needs on the farm. We also need to make sure wage requirements take into account the economic conditions of the agriculture industry and enable farms to remain viable. The American Farm Bureau is ready to work with the administration and Congress to bring these long overdue reforms to our guest worker program to help provide long-term security to our employees, farm businesses, and the rural economy. There's no question that farm work is tough. Everyone puts in a full day's work when it comes to tending and harvesting crops and caring for animals. Farmers know how hard this work is because we have invested our sweat and tears in this soil, often for generations. It's time we find a solution that provides farmers, our employees, and our families the stability we all need to keep America's farms growing. The U.S. State Department clarified its ban on non-citizens entering the United States from South Africa. A Biden administration proclamation suspended travel from several countries due to COVID-19 concerns. The State Department clarified that agriculture workers entering the U.S. qualify for national interest exceptions on a case-by-case basis. AFBF sent a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Acting Homeland Security Secretary David Pekoske last week requesting an exemption for South African farm labor. Recent higher commodity prices and ongoing ad hoc financial support to offset natural disasters, retaliatory tariffs, and coronavirus-related damages have come a little too late for some farmers across the U.S. The impact of multiple years of low commodity prices and delayed distribution of disaster assistance relief, followed by a global pandemic, is visible in recently released caseload statistics from the U.S. courts, which indicate that Chapter 12 family farm and family fishery bankruptcies totaled 552 filings during 2020, down 43 filings or 7% from 2019, but also the third highest over the last decade. The 2021 Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference will not take place in person. However, Farm Bureau is aware the conference is an opportunity for our members to get updates on our program of work and our legislative regulatory agenda for the coming year. IFB will be having three virtual sessions approximately 1 hour long covering the following areas. On February 16th, federal and state legislative agenda. On February 17th, local government engagement. And on February 18th, regulatory and environment. All sessions will be held virtually from noon to 1 p.m., and the annual legislative reception will not be able to take place. Registration is open and free. Contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 to register. A link allowing access to the sessions will be sent to all participants each morning of the conference. Sessions will be recorded and available for later viewing. And all sessions will be delivered by Illinois Farm Bureau Governmental Affairs and Commodity Staff. Illinois Farm Bureau will host virtual Rules for the Road Transportation Seminars for its members in 2021. These seminars will focus on transportation laws and regulations as they pertain to the agriculture industry. Representatives from enforcement agencies such as the Illinois Department of Transportation and the Illinois State Police will participate in the virtual meetings to discuss the rules and issues they see most often from farmers. There will be an opportunity for participants to submit questions they may have. Online meeting dates have been established and available based on our regional location. Our dates available are February 23rd at 9:30 a.m., or February 25th at 6:30 p.m. Farmers can register with the Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571 or drop us an email at mcfb@frontiernet.net to participate in the virtual meetings. Pre-registration is required and it is free to attend. Participants who register before February 15th will receive a new Illinois Rules for the Road handbook before the meeting. For more information, contact the Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500, a $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2021-22 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through the high school guidance counselors, high school ag instructors, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office, by telephone, or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 26. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.